Time now for the Left of Lansing Monday Musing for May 5th of 2025. The Trump regime's proposed pain for working-class Michiganders could be complete if the MAGA majority in Congress goes along with it, and you know they will. The Detroit Free Press's Todd Spangler outlined how Trump and Elon Musk plan to weaken an already weakened working class by doing the following. A $12 billion cut to education as they tried to defund the Department of Education. That includes another near $2 billion cut from programs designed to help kids from disadvantaged backgrounds to prepare for college. Why do we need that? And don't forget about the promises to completely destroy the Head Start program, which serves around 70,000 at-risk kids here in the state. There's more from this so-called budget by the regime. How about eliminating the low-income home energy assistance program that helps heat and cool over 430,000 households across the state? I mean, only rich people should have that kind of a luxury. Oh, but don't worry, dear Leader Trump and President Musk say that they've got that covered since they'll lower energy costs, right? Just as DTE is now requesting another energy rate hike in Michigan, causing another 11% rise in rates for customers. How lovely. You want more on how the regime is divesting in the working class? They want to cut $5 billion from the EPA. No surprise there. And for Michigan, though, that hurts since the state received over $200 million in clean water projects. But with PFAS everywhere, the hell with it. Let's just keep drinking hazardous water. I mean, do we really need fluoride, too? Dirty teeth equals making America great again. Now, don't forget about the Trump regime already canceling some 60,000 green energy jobs in the country, including 600 jobs here in Michigan. But they care about jobs. How about the slashing of some $27 billion in rent assistance for the elderly and for people with disabilities? I know, like you, I'm still wondering how the white Christian nationalists feel like that's something Jesus would do, but hey, maybe I gotta go to church more often. Oh, and then the regime is all about canceling the funding for the Great Lakes Authority, which promotes and invests in economic and environmental programs in the region, a region that's been decimated by years of unfair trade deals, and a region that voted for Trump even though he hasn't lifted a finger to help the Great Lakes region a bit. Then there's the proposed cut to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, which will stop a data network for Lake Michigan that covers boater safety, fishing forecasts, beach monitoring, and more. But they also study climate change. We can't have that. We want more oil, more fossil fuels, more pollution. Then there's the gutting of the IRS and the gutting of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, whose job it was to ensure that the elites paid their taxes and that corporations weren't robbing us. Of course, this is all on top of the regime's goal and the MAGA Republican Congress's goal of slashing $800 million in Medicaid funding that'll hurt millions of hardworking Americans and Michiganders. Why? Why is this being done? Because at the same time, dear leader has to enrich the defense contracting industry, aka the military-industrial complex, by an extra $113 billion, bringing defense spending to $1 trillion. Now, I seem to recall when Trump and Elon said cuts were coming to defense, and it made sense because why would we need all this defense spending if we aren't having any more wars? And it's also being done so the regime and the MAGA Congress will flood more money to the elite donor base and the corporate donor base with billions and billions of dollars in tax cuts while disinvesting from the working class. And I haven't even brought up how Trump's tariffs will further decimate the working class. But don't worry, dear leader says your kids don't need many toys next Christmas, since he's the wise one who's setting all of the prices. Wait a second, I thought Republicans were against price fixing. Don't fret, everybody. The working class will be just fine because dear leader is throwing himself a near $100 million military parade on his birthday. And you say he can't connect with the American worker? Silly fools. So what if we're losing jobs, healthcare, clean water, new infrastructure upgrades, and a healthier America? Who cares about that? We're getting a super cool parade instead. Stop being so ungrateful, America. LeftofLansing@gmail.com is the best way to reach me. Subscribe to the podcast and also subscribe to Left of Lansing on YouTube. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter, the Gram, and Facebook. Take the battle to them.